soon Seattleites will find it a lot easier to challenge parking tickets. That is thanks to Stanford student Joshua Browder. He founded a service called Do Not Pay, where you can send a so-called lawyer bot information about your parking ticket. And then the lawyer bot writes a letter from a template created by actual human attorneys contesting your ticket. This service is already available in New York City and London, and so far it's got a 64% success rate.
Governments tend to be very incompetent, so even if their intentions are good, they have unfair tickets. For example, you know, they don't measure the parking bay properly, or the warden misses a few details. And so there's a question of intention and also incompetence.
Well, let's talk about your intention. We've been discussing how one of your do not pay letters might be effective in getting your ticket dropped. But what do you feel like you have any moral high ground in doing this? And if so, why?
Tickets are only dismissed when people are in the right. And from my experience with New York and London, the most vulnerable in society are disproportionately getting parking tickets. And people kind of laugh at this idea. But for example, if you're an elderly pensioner and you make a small mistake scratching a permit, in London, the ticket is £60 and the state pension is £120. So that's kind of half your income gone, which you need to spend for food and heating. So this is completely free as a public service. And I think it's just meant to help the most vulnerable getting these tickets.
Yeah, and it is a luxury to have the time and the confidence in the English language and your ability to navigate bureaucracies. It does feel like kind of a luxury to be able to confidently write your own letter to the authorities.
And it's a luxury some people can't afford. So I just want to democratize access to the law so that everyone can stand up for their rights.
You know, I always had the impression that, at least in Seattle, and I figured everywhere, there's a good chance they'll drop your ticket if you contest it, just because, well, even if I deserved it, they're just so busy, they're not going to hassle with my paperwork.
Perhaps. And also, if you put forward any sort of good argument, they will drop the ticket. And so that's the beauty of this service. All these tickets have so much potential to be dropped, but people, as you say, don't have the English language or the time to do so. So this really helps people get them dropped.
I do wonder, though, if that's true, that you can get a ticket dropped just for arguing it well, if you are letting a whole bunch of people off the hook. Because I don't know about you, Joshua, but the vast majority of parking tickets I've ever gotten were ones that I deserved.
I'm not looking to help people get out of legitimately issued tickets. And when you say put forward a good argument, of course you need to attach evidence to make it a good argument. And you can't just say something and then expect them to believe it. There has to be evidence involved, and my site involves lots of evidence, for example, Google Street View. However, if there is any sort of evidence, then they will dismiss the ticket, but they're not going to just believe you and take face value at what you say.
Right now, this service is free that you're offering, Do Not Pay, but eventually you'll charge, right?
No, never. I promised from the beginning that it will be free, and I intend to keep that promise. As I said, I think parking tickets get issued really unfairly to the vulnerable in society, and it would be morally wrong, in my opinion, to charge them.
Really? So if I ever find out, Joshua, down the road that you are charging money for this, I'm going to write you a letter of contesting my interview with you and hoping to take it back.
Yeah. And you guys can be the first to break the story that I've broken my promise, but I'm not going to.
You know, this reminds me of Amazon's Echo product. It has a name, Alexa, and you just say the name, and it's listening to you and taking down your order. Do you feel like bureaucracy should be as easy to navigate as buying diapers?
Exactly, and I understand Alexa was kind of developed in Seattle, and Alexa is great because it's a platform that anyone can build on. I think it's up to individual developers to build on the platform something like a public service rather than just bots to order pizza. So I think if people use these great platforms like Alexa for social good, then they can have huge impact. At the moment, it's been a bit disappointing because anyone can just order an Uber anyway rather than having to talk to a bot to do it.
I wonder about your use of the term lawyer bot, because two things we don't like in America, at least we claim not to like, lawyers and robots, even though we love to use their services. But lawyer bot does not sound good here.
Well, I think the great thing about a lawyer bot is they kind of cancel each other out. people don't like lawyers, so the bots replace the lawyers. And I think that's why it's become so resonant. I'm just looking to describe it accurately, and I'm not like taking some buzzwords. Obviously, it can't argue in court for you, but I think that's an accurate description.
Do you foresee the end of the sleazy lawyer advertisements?
This is the exact type of lawyer that I'm looking to target. I'm a big fan of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, but unfortunately, I think those type of lawyers' days are numbered.
What other applications do you think there are? Technology making things easier?
After the success of the parking aspect, I realized that this issue is bigger than just parking tickets. So over the summer, I'm working on creating a bot that uses IBM's speech recognition technology to understand Arabic questions from Syrian refugees, answer questions in Arabic, and then produce legal documents for seeking asylum in English. And I think if I can get that right, then it can have a huge impact.
That was Joshua Browder, founder of Do Not Pay, a lawyer bot. His term, a lawyer bot that helps you fight parking tickets. It's coming to Seattle in September, and I'm curious what you think about it. Maybe what experiences you've had with parking tickets and the contesting thereof. We're on Twitter, at KUOW. Our email is record@KUOW.org.